Hello and welcome, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I'm going to talk about some really interesting dental things, and want you to keep listening because I'm going to talk about things that you've probably never heard before unless you've been a patient in my office, and we're going to explore this quite a bit today. And first thing I want to do, I'm going to read you something that I came across today, in fact, and I just think it's so good, and I'm going to read it now, and I'm going to read it at the end of the program. And it says, risk more than others think is safe, care more than others think is wise, dream more than others think is practical, and expect more than others think is possible. I just thought that was, it says so much, and it's kind of like, that's what Randy Adams is saying constantly. It's just so good. So today, remember that we have a program. We have about 7 or 8 years that are on the podcast, and the podcast is a free podcast. The podcast address is staffeldds.podomatic.com, and also we have a web address, sanantoniodentist.net. And with the podcast, you can pull up a number of different programs that we've had, interesting programs, interesting guests, and you can load that down to your computer and listen to these programs that you find something might be of interest. We've had a lot of interesting, in the last 6 months, we've had some really interesting guests and that have some valuable information. And for instance, we've talked about oxygen, how valuable oxygen is to the oral environment and also the whole body. And we've had guests on that can cover that subject so well. And we've covered that with Neil Forty, now called Human In. They've changed the name from Neil Forty to Human In. You can also see it advertised on television and on the radio is Beat Elite. And so had Dr. Nathan Bryant, who gave you a lot of information on that. At 2 or 3 weeks, we'll have him on again because there's so much developing data on that. And it's all about oxygen. And then we had some guests, Dr. Grunspan and Dr. Jose Barrera, and we talked about sleep-disordered breathing and how important oxygen is at getting proper oxygen at night and getting around sleep-disordered breathing. It's a huge, and there's a dental connection. We can help you in dentistry. A lot of people don't like the mask that they have to wear with the CPAP design, and we have over 150 dental appliances that can be used for this particular problem. So there are different pathways to help you out with that, but that's what we've had the last 2 or 3 months. So you might want to go and look those up on Staffel DDS. That's S-T-A-F-F-E-L. StaffelDDS.podomatic.com. A lot of really valuable information there. And then the website is sanantoniodentist.net. We have a lot of interesting links. We're going to have a lot more. We're really elevating that. It's going to take about 4 months, but it's going to be really good when we finished. So what's this subject that I'm going to talk about today? Well, it's something that you probably have not heard before, unless you're a patient in my office or unless you're listening to our advertisements. And that is that a tooth is a very unusual technical instrument and a very unusual design. And your tooth or teeth are designed to last you 80 plus years. Now, you probably never heard that because we as dentists get carried away with trying to fix teeth, but we never encourage people to realize that your teeth was designed to last you 80 plus years. And that's for your lifetime. But what happens? A lot of things happen. That's what we're going to talk about. And the beauty of a tooth is just stunning as far as its design. It's a magnificent structure and given to us by our Creator. And it starts, the permanent teeth start coming in at 2 years of age in the front, and then more teeth come in, and by the age of 12, you have all of your permanent teeth except the wisdom teeth. And also, by the way, I forgot to mention, I don't have a guest today, so be sure and call in if you have a question, or if you want to comment, or if you want to get more information on something I'm talking about. The number is 210-599-5555, and I'll answer your question or give you comments on the question as well. So if you hear some information that you want an amplification of the description that I talked about, call in 210-599-5555, and I'll take your calls today and give you an answer. So what about this business of a tooth lasting 80 plus years? Well, the first thing you must keep in mind is that the tooth does not repair itself. And it's about the only tissue, and I discussed this with Dr. Nathan Bryan on the program, I think it was last week, that all your other tissues are capable of turning over and repairing themselves, but the tooth is not. It can't repair itself. Once that tooth comes in, that's it. And so you've got the key to keeping that tooth for your lifetime and 80 plus years is to manage that tooth. Manage the care of the tooth and make sure that you're getting the proper dental care in order to manage that 80 plus longevity tooth. When you think about it, so often people don't prioritize their teeth, and they don't prioritize the care of their teeth. And then when they lose a tooth because of neglect, or maybe they've been traumatized with dental fear and dental treatment in the past, and they lose a tooth, then they realize, hey, that tooth was pretty valuable. And if they keep on losing teeth, they realize more and more the value of those teeth. But when you take a tooth out, you really change the whole structure and function of the mouth. And so one of the things that people keep in mind or think or believe is that, well, a dentist can always put in a replacement. Yes, we can. And we have magnificent replacements. We have magnificent technology. It's changing all the time. It's improving all the time. They're giving us materials now that are so good, non-breakable porcelains that are so strong, adhesives that are better than anything we've ever had in the past. We've had some pretty good adhesives that we've been able to use in dentistry, but now we're getting adhesives that is the material, the cement that holds the crowns or the replacement part for the tooth. To the tooth, we have adhesives that are just quite remarkable. And so, yes, technology is changing. Replacements, we have wonderful replacements that include fixed bridges. There include removable partial dentures, implants, dental implants. I've been doing dental implants since 1978, so I've seen how this whole system has changed hands. Our changed design, and it's really wonderful, the things that we're given today. And it's quite marvelous. But here's a thing to keep in mind. Anything that we do, anything that a dentist does, any design that we place, we have nothing that can match the longevity of a natural tooth. And this includes any type of replacement, any type of material, any design that we fabricate, regardless of how good and how careful it's done and what a great lab technician can do. anything that we do cannot duplicate the natural tooth longevity. So that's the whole point that I want to keep reinforcing today, and give you the seed of thought about this particular beautiful structure called a natural tooth. You get your natural teeth, they start coming in about 2 years of age. By the time you're 12 or 13, all of your natural teeth are in except the wisdom teeth. And then begins the management of your teeth to try to have those teeth last you for a lifetime, which is the design is 80 plus years. When you stop and think about it, that's phenomenal. You don't have a car that's going to last 80 plus years. You don't have hardly anything. Your home, yes, but that's not a living functional thing. And your teeth do, they are living structures until you get a damaged nerve and you lose the blood flow supply and you lose the oxygen. And again, here's a problem of oxygen, oxygen, oxygen. When you lose oxygen supply and the blood supply to the center of the tooth, you wind up with a dead tooth. Infection starts in, then you have to take effective treatment, be it a root canal or an extraction. And infected teeth are a very serious problems for a medical situation, any number of medical situations that can affect the brain with a brain abscess, can burn out the bacteria, can burn out a valve, a heart valve. They can burn out or create bacterial endocarditis, and there's a sac around the heart, and you can get a bacterial contamination, and that's a real problem, especially with the bacteria called MRSA, the methicillin resistant staph bacteria. These are real problems, and they can be, the teeth can harbor and the gums can harbor these serious medical bacteria. We call them pathogens, bad bacteria. Most of them don't need oxygen, and that's where oxygen is so important, to keep a good oxygen supply to your body and to your teeth. And so that's why we made such an issue of having oxygen through sleep disordered breathing and oxygen through the Neo40, which has become such a valuable process. So back to the 80-plus-year-old tooth. And it's interesting, I have multiple patients who are in there. Some of them are 100, one of them is 103. I have others that are in their hundreds, others in the late 90s. And they have their teeth. And they've been very conscientious about keeping their teeth, about having dental care through the years. So that's something that you want to think about. And keep in mind the value of a tooth and the value of teeth. Because we get so busy in our lifestyles. We get so busy in our lives and work and different things that we tend to forget about these simple truths about the teeth. So let's talk about what it is that caused you to get into trouble with these magnificent teeth, the factors that shorten the life of a tooth. And if you have any comment, be sure and give me a call, 210-599-5555. So what happens? What are the factors that allow your teeth to get into such neglect? We'll see people that many times, just about every day, that have not been in to visit the dentist for multiple years, 5, 10, 15, even 20 and 30 years, and they have either been traumatized, have had dental trauma and treatment, or they have just not prioritized the value of the tooth, and have suffered a lot in their their oral health as well as their systemic health. So that's what we want to talk about. What are the factors that can allow you to keep your teeth for a lifetime? And again, there's nothing like a natural tooth. We place implants, and implants are so well, so good, but more and more data is coming out that the implants can't hold a candle to a natural tooth as the tooth is healthy. And that's a key point to keep in mind. Yes, we have very wonderful replacement materials, replacement designs, but at the same time, when you start comparing them to a natural tooth, we can't match, we can't even come close to matching a natural tooth as far as the longevity. So what happens? Well, the decay, the teeth come in as children, and of course, one of the biggest consequences of this is the use of sugar and refined carbohydrates, but particularly sugar, as a reward for children's behavior. And it's the brain is set up to reward a person. When you eat something of sugar substance, it sets up a reward system in the brain called serotonin, and that lasts for about 20 minutes. So it's a very pleasurable experience to eat something that is sweet. And then this, unfortunately, in a lot of cultural designs, sugar is given to children starting at a very early age for various reasons. And it's an understanding that sugar is not in the best interest of that child. So this is where it starts. And having sugar and refined carbohydrates, it's where decay begins. It's where oral health starts diminishing. Now, if a person develops a habit of brushing and brushes efficiently and flosses efficiently, a lot of good things happen, but most people, unfortunately, do not follow that habit or expand on that habit. So, again, back to sugar and refined carbohydrates. They create feed a bacteria that's always present in your mouth, and the bacteria grow rapidly. And when they get something of a refined carbohydrate and a sugar also, they explode. And they produce a very high-grade acid. They produce a pretty doggone good glue. These bacteria glue themselves to the teeth, and then they grab onto the sugar and the refined carbohydrates, and that becomes an acid producer. And that acid is quite strong. Teeth are of a pH, dissolve at a pH of 5.5, and the bacteria formed by these bacteria is much lower than that. That means that the teeth are getting dissolved away. And we'll see this quite a bit when people develop a very serious habit of soda water and will be drinking one or more soda waters a day. Their teeth just start dissolving away. They start dissolving because of the acid in the soda water, which is about 5. Again, the tooth dissolves at 5.5 pH. A lot of the soda waters and even sports drinks have a pH of 3.5, which is very acid. So the tooth is being dissolved by the acid in soda water and these sports drinks, and it's also being dissolved by the very high-grade acid that the bacteria produce. So that's one of the first things that happens. And in children, the periodontists who treat the children, they see a lot of people, a lot of kiddos that come in, and every tooth in their head is just damaged and decayed in a very serious way. And that will happen at the age of 3 or 4. And this is, again, due to the habit of loading up these little children with a lot of sugar in their bottles and drinks and soda water and also the foods that they have available, the fast foods. So this is where a lot of this starts. And then as they get into the teenage years, we see a lot of bacterial, the demand for, the brain's demand for sweet things and sugar things continues. And lo and behold, they wind up with decay and more decay. And then a lot of these kiddos will go away to college and they really have a pressured lifestyle. And a lot of things with these young people especially, the only thing that makes them feel good is sugar and sugar foods because of the production of serotonin in the brain. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter in the brain. And you're to have a good experience or a good feeling, you have to have adequate serotonin in the brain that responds, that comes from a response to a refined carbohydrate or other things like 5-hydroxytryptophan or tryptophan, which are things that can be purchased as well. But typically, most people rely on sugar, and they don't realize that they're feeling so good for about 20 minutes because of the sugar's effect on the brain. So that's how this is perpetuated. And it starts in early years and then continues on. And then if it's not interrupted by all of the cavities that are taking place or filled, then you get into adult, and then the deterioration continues. And we'll go on down the line of how this gives away to destruction of those fabulous teeth. So the key thing is, first of all, diet. Limiting refined carbohydrates, limiting sugar as much as possible. Then the second thing is brushing. Brushing, brushing, brushing. And flossing and brushing is even better. And that starts at a very young age. And prevention, prevention, prevention. Because these teeth cannot repair themselves. Yet it seems most everyone thinks teeth can repair themselves. But they think that because the rest of our bodies can repair themselves, but teeth can't. Then the second thing, we don't prioritize teeth for this. And so the typical life of a tooth is just like I described in the young child, and then we go into youth. Sugar is a reward system, and it makes people feel good. It makes teenagers love to snack on candy and soda water. And that's, again, because of the effect on the brain with the neurotransmitter of serotonin, producing serotonin. Makes one feel really good, really, really good. So it produces a reward system that is very powerful. But it comes with a price. And that's one of the problems. And so then you get into, after you start with decay, if a person is not going to a dentist on a regular basis, at least every 6 months, especially in the younger ages, and older people, they may need to see a dentist every 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. It's so terribly important in order to catch any kind of defect in the tooth, like decay or fractures, and catch them early before those teeth start getting into larger and larger cavities. Now, cavity being the decay that eats into the inside of a tooth, it's from the, typically the decay is from the foods and the acids produced by those refined carbohydrates and sugars. And once they get a little break inside the tooth, they really spread easily inside the tooth. The outside of the tooth is pretty resistant, but the inside of the tooth is quite less resistant to these acids. So the inside of the tooth will decay pretty easily, and you won't know it unless you have a little sensitivity. And then after the decay has gotten large enough, the enamel, the outside coating of the tooth, will start breaking away, and you all of a sudden think, well, you have this cavity. How did that happen? Where did it come from? Well, in actuality, it's been growing for a long, long time. And that's why it's so important to go to a dentist, and that's why it's so important to pick these, have a regular exam. And with the technology we have, for instance, in our office, we have a cold laser, a cold diagnostic laser that can see these very small areas before they ever can be detected by X-ray or a oral examination. We have an intraoral camera that will blow up the image of a tooth like 20 times so that we can see things that are impossible to see with the naked eye. We have an infrared sensor. This infrared sensor can look at a tooth, scan a tooth, and see fractures and decay that can't be seen any other way. So, and these are all used in the office of Dr. Staffelin McLinn, and we use the cold laser, the cold diagnostic laser. We also use the infrared sensor, and we also use the intraoral camera. And, of course, we use digital X-rays. And digital X-rays are phenomenal because we can magnify an X-ray image. We can see things, my gosh, that we never could see when we had only analog X-rays, and we couldn't enlarge those. The old-style X-rays, the analog X-rays, are so deficient as far as giving us information unless it gets really bad. But the whole purpose now, we can use these digital images, the intraoral camera, the cold diagnostic laser, the infrared scanners, and we can find decay when it's very, very small and fix it with a very small filling. And that's a key. And a lot of these little fillings, we can use a cutting laser, so that we can fix these with the laser and we don't have to even numb the tooth. We can cut the affected tooth out that's very small, put a adhesive filling in there, and protect that tooth from any kind of damage, further damage. And it's not for the lifetime, but it really stops damage from happening to a long way. Now, pain with the tooth, anytime you have pain with the tooth, it's very important to pay attention to it. Because pain is the body's way of telling you something needs attention. It needs fixing. The brain is very, very good at this. Your brain is in charge of survival. It's in charge of survival of all of your 100 trillion cells, it's estimated to be about in your body. And your brain is designed to help you survive. It's a survival mechanism. Everything goes to the brain and records or it registers what's going on. And the research shows us that as much as 50% of the brain's design is concentrated on protecting the mouth and the joints of the mouth and around the head, the skin, and the bone. So it's obvious that the body is designed to spend more diagnostic time on the mouth. And the reason it does, of course, that's where all your sustenance comes in. So when you have a pain, the point is, when you have a pain, you should really pay attention to it. Now, there are two types of pain. There's a zinger pain, like, that just hits you for just a second. It lasts only a second. And it might be something cold, might be something hot, might be a chewing pressure. But it goes away in just a second or two. Then there is lingering pain. Lingering pain is different. Lingering pain is going to be an indication of infection going on in that tooth. Infection inside the tooth, because the tooth, all of your teeth are hollow. They have live nerve tissue, they have live vessels, they're getting a lot of good oxygen supply, but when they get infected from bacteria, then you get into really damaging situation. And so you'll get a lingering pain. It'll linger for 2 or 3 minutes, maybe 10 minutes before it goes away. This is a sign of the body telling you you've got an infection, you've got a dying nerve, a damaged nerve. It may be able to reverse itself, the damage inside the tooth. It may not. And you need to attend it right away. And especially if you develop pain on chewing. And too often people wait in restoring their teeth and allow the nerves to get damaged from the bacteria that have been eating away at the tooth for a long time, either from decay or from defective fillings. And then when you go ahead and finally get around to doing it and putting a filling in or a crown, then it's too late. The nerve has already started dying and you've already gotten into infection in the tooth, and that infection can spread throughout your body. But most important, it's going to affect the longevity of that tooth. And that's the whole point about how to keep your teeth, how to keep the teeth healthy. And so this is one of the things that's so terribly important. And I want to bring this to your attention, that the office of Dr. Staffel and McLinn, we are so thorough in an oral examination, to make sure that you have uncover everything that may be showing up in the damage of that tooth. And we'll talk a little bit more about what we're talking about. But our examinations are so thorough, and our hygienists are so thorough with their examination of the gum tissue and making sure that you have healthy gums, or managing your direction to your gum tissue and making sure that you know how to care for your teeth so as you stay out of gum disease of the gums, if you stay out of disease of the bone housing of the teeth. We show you how to manage that. And we can, in our exam, we also pick that up in our examination. And the thing that we've started including as well is sleep disordered breathing, because we find that that has a terrific effect on the health of a tooth. If you have sleep disordered breathing, that is, if you're holding your breath or you're snoring, it's been shown, research shows, that you clench your teeth quite a bit and grind your teeth when you're doing these procedures, these times, and this has a tremendously damaging effect on your teeth. So that's part of our examination, is your sleep screening, is to make sure that you have a healthy airway. And if you don't, we can give you a screening, a health screening for the sleep disordered breathing. We even have a little sensor that you can take home and use while you sleep, and it'll record what's going on. And then we can read that and refer you to a sleep doctor, a medical doctor, who's a board certified sleep doctor, and they will then make the appropriate decision, diagnosis, and treatment plan for correcting any of your breathing problems. That, yes, it does have an effect on your teeth. And so this is included in a very careful oral exam that we do in our office. That's Dr. Staffel and McLinn. And our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. So this is the thoroughness that we do with our examination, our oral examinations, and part of the management of helping you keep your teeth for a lifetime. And so this is so terribly important. Now then, gum inflammation, if you have any kind of bleeding gums, if your gums bleed when you floss, if you have bleeding when you use toothpicks or any kind of cleansing device, that's a sign of gum inflammation. And you wouldn't ever think of having a skin on the outside of your body, a skin lesion or damage, that bleeds, and it bleeds continuously. You'd get it fixed one way or another. And if it continued, you'd get to a medical doctor. Your gums are the same way. if you have bleeding in your gums, there's something going on that needs to be fixed. You need to have that checked out and diagnosed and find out why that is happening. And this is true with the gum inflammation, but also with the bone that is around a tooth, the bone housing around a tooth. Once you get into an infection process and an inflammation process in that bone around the tooth and it continues, you're not going to get that bone back. And that is so terribly important that you understand that. And that's going to have an effect on the life of that tooth. Now, so gum inflammation and gum infection and bone inflammation and bone infection, terribly, terribly important to get those treated. And gum inflammation can be reversed in 2 weeks. Bone inflammation is a different problem. The housing of the bone, once you get into losing that bone, you have a whole different problem and it needs immediate attention, either by a dentist or a gum specialist, periodontist. But it needs attention. You can't leave. It's not going to correct itself. That's the whole point. Just as a tooth can't regenerate tooth structure, your gum tissue, when you lose bone, you've got a problem that needs outside attendance. So we talked about cavities. You have small, medium, and large cavities. You want to get teeth fixed when the cavities are very small. And that's what I was talking about. It was the diagnostic capability that we have. The cold diagnostic laser, the infrared scanner, the intraoral camera, the digital x-rays. We want to find everything that's wrong with that tooth, and that's going to be included in that exam, that oral exam. And it's so important that you find these things. If we find them when the issue is small and the cavity is small, it can be fixed very, very easily with the adhesive fillings and have a major effect on the length of the tooth, and especially if you have a sensitivity factor. This is a sign that your brain is telling you, get that fixed. So if the pain is momentary, that's one thing. If it's lingering, then that's a whole different situation and needs to be fixed or attended to or diagnosed so that we can get the problem cleared up. Because if you don't, it's going to lead to a shortening of the longevity of that tooth. That 80-plus year tooth is going to be, you're going to lose that magnificent tooth structure, and it's going to change the longevity of that tooth. Now, the next thing that we see so much are fractures in the teeth. Fractures come from a number of different things. First of all, we're going to see fractures from the devices that I was talking about. The cold laser, the infrared scanner, the intraoral camera, the digital x-rays. The digital x-rays do not show fractures, but the intraoral camera, blowing that picture up 20 times, the infrared sensors can show things that we can't see otherwise. The cold laser is a very diagnostic device. So using those features, we can tell if a tooth is fractured early on before it starts into deterioration. Now, why is that important? A fracture allows bacteria to get into the nerve chamber of the tooth. The interior of a tooth is full of hollow little tubules, millions of them, and bacteria, the tubules are big enough for the bacteria to get inside the tubules, and they have a straight shot into the nerve. And once they get into the nerve tissue, it starts damaging setting up infection. The bacteria start damaging the nerve. And then when you get inflammation in that tooth, inside the nerve, you're going to get into disruption of the blood supply. And when you get into the blood supply disruption, you're going to lose your oxygen in the blood supply, and the nerve is going to start its slow spiraling death. You get a real active bacteria, and it's going to happen fast. Most of the time, however, that bacteria is a very slow-acting pathogen that slowly changes the blood supply in that tooth and squeezes the life out of that tooth. It disrupts the oxygen flow to that nerve, and then it dies. Or there are multiple roots in the tooth, and it may be just one root. There may be as many as five roots in the tooth in the back, and sometimes the infection sets up in just one of those roots, but the symptoms will be there. We'll see it on these different systems that we're talking about. And so getting this taken care of at an early time is so terribly important as far as keeping the longevity of the tooth, because once a nerve dies, then you've got to go into a treatment of either extraction of the tooth or a root canal treatment. And so to keep out of that, it starts, number one, with getting small cavities and defects fixed, filled. And we have wonderful composite materials that are adhesive, and oh my gosh, they're so good. And they give you such good service and good long-lasting service. Used to, not too many years ago, all fillings of a small nature were filled, or just about all of them were filled with mercury fillings. Now, mercury fillings they've been used for since 1850, and they fill up cavity, yes, but one of the problems with a mercury filling is that it's 50% mercury, and that's expanding and contracting at a rate that's different from the tooth, so that the minute that it's placed, you're typically getting leakage underneath that filling because of the shrinkage of the filling just between cold fluids and hot fluids, or cold foods and hot foods, and that dimensional change is enough to allow the bacteria to get in underneath the tooth, and once they get in, they start their contamination and etching away, producing the acids that are going to etch away the tooth, and eventually they're going to get into the nerve, damage the nerve, and then you're on your way to a root canal extraction and replacement. So this is why changing the priority of a tooth, understanding that that tooth is designed to last you 80-plus years or all of your life, but it needs to happen with management and good diagnostic ability. And that's one of the things that at our office, Dr. Staffelin McLinn, we really work hard on the diagnosis of what your particular problem. And the earlier you can get to a diagnosis, the better off you're going to be. Now, so often, so many people wait a long time, and then there's a different diagnosis that happens. So we're talking right now about fixing very small decay cavities and getting that done long before they become a problem. Because fortunately, we don't use the mercury fillings are diminishing more and more. There are not too many dentists that use those anymore. And we have these good composite adhesive fillings. And so we're getting, they work very nicely, but you got to keep in mind when a decay gets large enough to have a filling placed, you're going to have a weakness in that tooth. And that's a key point, and that's going to set you up for a fracture. And fractures in a tooth can be of various sizes. And the bacteria, they don't need but about 5 microns, which is almost, just about invisible. Bacteria need very, very small spaces, like 5 microns, in order to get inside a tooth and do their damage. So this is why getting a diagnosis, getting to these things easy soon, and going to the dentist on a regular basis. Now, a lot of people put off going to the dentist, and we see people who haven't been in to see a dentist for 5, 10, 15, sometimes 20 years. And this is because sometimes they've been traumatized. There have been various reasons why they don't want to get to treatment. And they're just embarrassed for being so long in getting treatment. Well, in our office of Dr. Stafflin McLinn, you're never going to be embarrassed, number one. Number two, we're going to make you feel very, very comfortable. And we've worked on decades of getting the most comfortable experience possible for dental treatment. And we do this with the NUCOM system. The NUCOM system is an anxiety remediation system. It's the only system that's patented for anxiety, and it's used worldwide. It is one of the most wonderful systems. You're like in a meditation, a state of meditation, a spa. It's just one of the most delightful experiences that you have in a dental office, and we design all of our treatment so that you're comfortable as you can. You'll never have an experience as comfortable as the one that we do in our office with the NUCOM system. We can add in laughing gas, which is a nitrous oxide. Oh my gosh, that's such a great experience as well, as far as getting rid of anxiety and fear. And then if you have real fear, we can treat that as well. If you have strong fear, mild fear, we have other methods of treating that as well, so that you never shouldn't use the word never, but it's very rare that you won't have a wonderful experience of having dental treatment done in a very comfortable situation, a very comfortable atmosphere. We've worked decades on perfecting this. So if fear is keeping you from having dental treatment, give us a call. Dr. Stafflin McLinn, our number is 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And let us show you how comfortable and wonderful a dental appointment and dental treatment can be. We pride ourselves in working so hard to make sure that you have a comfortable experience. We put you into a no pain zone. We use special topical anesthetics that numb the gum in a way that eliminates any kind of the beginning needle. We go to great lengths throughout the entire experience. And the most wonderful thing, of course, is the NUCOM experience. And this is something that you'll love from the minute you try it. And you'll want to take it with you. It's not designed for that, but you'll love it so much for that. It's puts you in such a state of meditation and relaxation. So don't let fear, don't let anxiety, whether you have low fear, low anxiety, high anxiety, don't let that keep you from getting treatment, needed dental treatment to save your tooth and manage your teeth. So call Monday, and the number is 210-341-2569. Doctors Stafflin McLinn, the number is 210-341-2569. It's a call you'll never regret. So back to the fractured teeth. Fractures are really a problem as far as the affecting the longevity of a tooth. And the reason being, your teeth are like the outside coating of a tooth is like porcelain. There are no nerves in the porcelain. There's no blood supply. It's a inert structure. And like porcelain, however, it fractures. And it fractures from a number of different reasons. Inside the tooth is a pliable, porous structure, and that's in the very center of the tooth is a hollow chamber, but the bulk of the tooth is made of these millions of tubules that are lined up in parallel, and they are flexible, and that flexibility allows when there are areas of decay, or the tooth is fractured, the enamel coating is fractured, that flexibility adds to the problem as you continue chewing. So that's where the pain comes in. If you have a tooth that gives you a zinger type of pain for just a second or two, you want to get that attended to when you're chewing with pressure. And because allowing a fracture to grow is going to lead to some severe complications. And the first thing, when a fracture grows, you're going to have bacteria that are invading the interior of the tooth. It runs down these little tubules, these dentinal tubules they're called, and it runs right into the nerve of the tooth, and wham, you've got bacterial damage. Hold on just a minute. Let me talk to Marvin. Marvin, how are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you today?
Great. How may I help you?
I have been listening to your program for several years, actually.
You're breaking up. Can you shield your phone? You got some wind.
Yes. Let me get them inside the garage. Anyway, I've been listening to your program for a number of years, been taking Neo 40 for 2.5-3 years, but enjoyed your last 2 weeks especially.
Okay.
And with the last shipment, I received a bottle of turmeric curcumin included in there, I guess, as a promotional item. Something you can comment on?
Well, curcumin has been shown to have a very strong anti-inflammatory effect. And here's the basis of that. Turmeric is a spice that's used in curry, and the physiologic agreement or ingredient is curcumin. And so one of the things that's been noticed, and this was explained to me by a person, a physical therapist that works on Parkinson's patients, and she said that the people in India are very, they don't have much in the way of Parkinson's. And however, when they investigated, they found that the Parkinson's was due, they think, because there's so much curry in the Indian food, and turmeric is the main spice. And then they found that curcumin is the ingredient in turmeric that has the physiologic benefits.
Okay.
And the turmeric is a very strong anti-inflammatory agent. So that's where the basis of this is taking place. And a lot of research is being done on it. Now, I got a flyer on a person who is adding some other things. He's making a claim that he's figured out a way to make the turmeric more accessible to the brain. And so I'm checking that out. But right now, I'm a strong believer in curcumin and its anti-inflammatory effects.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling. And you can call the office. We can give you more information on it as well. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll have a very interesting guest next week. You don't want to miss it, I'll tell you. And have a great week. Thank you for listening, and remember Dr. Safflin McLinn at 210-341-2569. Thank you so much. See you next week. Bye-bye.